Good morning. Let us begin with prayer. Father, we thank you for all your blessings that you bestow upon us. We thank you that you are a gracious God who reigns on the just and the unjust. And Father, we pray this morning, I pray this morning, that you be with me as I give this devotional. Help me to be true to your word. Help me to honor you. And Father, I pray you'd be honored and glorified. And Father, that whoever might listen to this might be edified and strengthened. Father, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. My verse to you this morning is Matthew 23:15. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. In Matthew 23, Jesus is preaching to the Pharisees and the scribes, or the scribes and the Pharisees. And one phrase he repeats, I'm not sure how many times, I didn't go back and count them, but woe unto you scribes and Pharisees hypocrites. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees hypocrites. Woe unto you scribes and Pharisees hypocrites. He repeats this over and over and over again. And as he does, he tells us why, or tells the Pharisees and the scribes why he's pronouncing woes upon them. When Jesus says woe unto you, what he is saying is something that is opposite of blessing. Remember the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor of spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are you if you hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessedness was God's true and eternal happiness. You are blessed. You are truly and eternally happy. Why? Because you have favor with God. Eternally happy means you are looking forward to heaven. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew 23, Jesus is doing the very opposite. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites. If blessings are true and eternal happiness, the woe was a curse. The woe is talking about true and eternal condemnation. It is the curse of God, being on the wrong side of God. Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, meant that the scribes and the Pharisees, the way they were going, was leading to hell. The particular text that we are considering today, woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, seems to give the scribes and Pharisees credit for something. Here it says, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte. And they're making efforts. They are, you could say, doing evangelism. They travel land and sea to win one proselyte. They were missionaries, you could say. But then it says, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. What was happening there? Well, the Pharisees were evangelists. They were doing what they thought was the work of God. They were making efforts, and they were going land and sea like missionaries, and they were winning proselytes. But what were they winning them to? They were winning them to an unconverted ministry. They were winning them to pride. They were winning them to keeping the law when they really weren't keeping the law. Later in Matthew 23, another woe. Jesus says, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Outwardly they were beautiful. They knew how to clean the outside so that they looked good to men. Earlier in the book of Matthew, Jesus says, do not be like the hypocrites who like to pray in the streets or give alms in front of everybody so everybody sees and praises them. Do not pray in the streets, but go into your closet and pray secretly. Part of the Pharisees' problem was they wanted to be seen by men. They loved to be, as it says back in Matthew 23, greeted in the marketplace, and they liked the best seats in the synagogue. Oh, how easy it is for us to be satisfied with outward things and the praise of men, rather than be truly converted inside and gain the praise and blessing of God. One of the major problems with the Pharisees is they were leaders of men. They were evangelists, but they were winning people to themselves. They were winning people to hell. They were winning people to mere outward repentance, but not to heart repentance. And so Jesus says to them, woe to you scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you travel land and sea to win one proselyte, and when he is won, you make him twice as much a son of hell as yourselves. Matthew 23:15. They were converted to an unconverted, an unregenerate ministry. They were making disciples, but the disciples were disciples of cleaning yourself outwardly only, but not cleaning the heart. None of them were poor in spirit. None of them were mourning over sin. None of them were really repenting and hungering and thirsting after righteousness, because they were made to feel that they were righteous already just by cleaning up the outside, by appearing outwardly beautiful, like whitewashed sepulchres, Jesus says, but still being full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. True evangelism starts first with our own true conversion. In Acts 20:28, Paul, speaking to the Ephesian elders, tells them, take heed to yourselves and then to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you guardians. Their first goal was to take heed to themselves, to make sure they were themselves converted, to make your calling and election sure, to make sure your heart is right with God, that it's cleansed of sin. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. We need to be washed in Christ's blood, first and foremost. And then we need to be truly converted. What did Jesus say to Nicodemus, the Pharisee who came to him at night? He said, you must be born again. Even those who are outwardly beautiful need to be born again. They need to be converted from the heart. And even our heart sins are sins in God's eyes. Matthew chapter 5. Jesus speaks against anger as if it's murder, and lust in the heart as if it's adultery. We need to deal with heart sins the root of sin if we want to hear Jesus say, blessed are the poor in spirit. They're blessed because they know they're spiritually bankrupt. Blessed are they that mourn, that cry loudly because of their sins. They need delivered from inward sin. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. They hunger and thirst because they know they have no righteousness of their own. We need to convert people to true conversion, to being born again, to truly being washed in the blood of Christ. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you for the words of our Lord Jesus, who calls us to a ministry of reconciliation, to a ministry of that brings true salvation, which is not just an outward thing, but it is of the heart. Father, I pray that people that hear me would truly be blessed rather than cursed, that my ministry would be a ministry to hearts and not just to the outside of man, not just a conversion of habits and dress, but a taking away of that stony heart and giving a heart of flesh. And Father, I know that's nothing I can do, but it's what you do, it's what Christ does, it's what the Holy Spirit does in our hearts. And we all need to know that. We need to be converted, born again from above, or we are not saved at all. And even our efforts at evangelism are only making people twice as much sons of hell as ourselves. Father, help us not to be that. We pray these things in Jesus' name.